live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 1:30 and it's time to talk to Joe Eisen. Hi, Joe, are you there? How are you doing?
Yes, I'm great, thank you. How are you keeping?
Good. I'll say, it's really good that you're going to be looking at how we're going to get ready for winter, mind and body, because the nights are drawing in, the weather's getting a bit chilly, although today is actually much warmer, so I was surprised today. Yeah. But as soon as it starts getting dark, all I want to do is curl up in my duvet and not do anything. So what are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, so three ways you guys can basically optimize mind, body, but get weathered for winter. Like, this is a big thing that so many are going to slip into. Like you said, dark nights are drawing in. You know, there's a lot more colds, there's a lot more illnesses that happen this time of year, which can be quite detrimental for our health if we don't prioritize it and take action. So my message today is three easy ways and tips you guys can basically get your body weathered for all this. Yeah. So excited.
I'll say it's definitely rings a bell with me, and because as soon as it starts getting a bit cold, I think, oh, do I really want to go for that walk, or do I really want to do that? Or what I want is some nice comfort food and the telly on and not do anything and like a little slug. But I know that that's not good for my physical health or my mental health, to be fair. So what's the first tip?
Well, the big thing is, I mean, how good would it be this year to finally not rely on medication?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good, right, to self-medicate ourselves for this period and actually use our own immune system, which is what it's built for, to help us, you know, our longevity, our health and everything with it throughout these autumn and winter months. So the first one being is notice the warning signs and know when to push and when to pull back with your body, because there's a big difference between pulling back and a difference between being lazy.
Right.
Like we just said at the beginning, there's going to be a lot of this kind of happen with the darker nights. We're going to be sort of drawing in, we're going to be comforting, we're going to reach comfort food, we're going to reach to, you know, those nights in rather than going out, going for a walk and eating healthy, right?
Yeah.
So it's super important to notice those signs. So a big thing that you can be in tune with is look at the red flags. Like, are you struggling with your concentration? Are you irritable? Do you find that your energy levels crash in the afternoon? And do you struggle with your sleep? And do you find that you get a bit more stressed? Those are the signs to then pull back a little bit. But equally, if you don't experience those red flags, then we know that you're just being lazy and you need to do something about it. So, but to give you an insight, those are the big red flags that we look for, is concentration, irritability, you know, your energy levels crashing by the afternoon. Those are not normal things. Certainly not this time of year. You should still be going out for a walk, still be feeling good. It is not normal to dip off just yet. You know, we're only just in October, for goodness sake.
So what can we do about that?
Well, the big thing is, like, it's being tuned with, like, all this. So, like, you know, if you find that you struggle with concentration and you find that you're irritable, you know, the big thing that you can start doing is focusing on sleep, you know, which is kind of tying into my second tip. Because, you know, concentration, irritable, energy levels, and struggling to sleep is an issue, and that governs a lot of how we feel on a daily basis. And if we don't prioritize our sleep, it can massively suppress our immune system and lead into further problems down the line, you know. But that's the big one, is knowing when to push and when to pull. And Alex, just curious, have you ever been in tune with, like, the red flags? Do you notice when you're sort of seeing those signals?
I think I do, but not? I often think, oh, that's just me being lazy. So, you know, there'll be that time where I'm going. I think I've just got to shut my eyes for 10 minutes. And then, so I do, I am quite good if I'm lucky enough to be somewhere, I can just suddenly quickly have a quick lie down on the sofa for 20 minutes. That does do me the world of good. But I then think, oh, you know, why that? But I'm not very good at getting to bed. I always think I'm almost like a child thinking I might get to miss out on something if I go to bed. So I don't like to go to bed too early. But then I'm not very good at getting up for the same reason. I do like my sleep. And, you know, once I'm asleep, I'm a good sleeper. In more recent years, as I've, you know, because of my age, my sleep has been more disruptive. And I like you said, it makes a massive impact on the rest of my life if I haven't got my sleep. And everyone around me, you know, everyone would want to avoid me, you know, for that reason. But yes, you've now reminded me that sleep is the key, and getting to bed at a decent time, and, you know, then having the proper good out. How many hours did you say? About 7 or 8?
It's hard to say. Yeah. It's hard to say because everyone's so different. Everyone has different needs and lifestyles and different stresses. But like half the population in the UK suffers with their sleep anyway. And, you know, the big thing that I've taken away from my recent research and study and doing courses and over the years is like minimum 6 to 8 hours. Like that's like bog standard. And actually women need more sleep than men, believe it or not. There's studies to back this up as well. But if we don't prioritize it, that's when we run into problems, which kind of like leads into my second tip, really, because not focusing on your sleep massively suppresses your immune system. Like literally one bad night's sleep, right? Mm-hmm. It suppresses your immune system, increases the risk of your diabetes, cancer, depression, memory loss. There's even studies to show that like one night of sleep deprivation can make you as insulin resistant as a person with type 2 diabetes, which basically translates to basically aging faster, decreased sex drive, and storing more body fat. Like, that's not what we want, right? We want to be feeling good. We want to be feeling like we're on top of our game every single day. So sleep is vital, but it all starts in the morning, funny enough. Like, our bodies are governed by an internal body clock called your circadian rhythm. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you heard this, but it's
I've heard of it, but I don't tend to think about it. But it's good to bring it, to highlight it again, and think, oh yes, of course. You know, we can't override that. That's the issue, isn't it?
No, this is like a biological clock. Yeah. Alerts us in the morning and then tells us when we're ready to go to sleep. And we're so out of whack with it. And the trouble is, because the daylights are drawn in. So in the winter and autumn months, we've only got 8 hours of daylight. Whereas in the summer and spring months, there's 16 hours of daylight. So we need to be really in tune with this. And our circadian rhythm is governed by the light hitting our eye receptors. So it's super important that, you know, rather than reaching for your morning coffee, you could actually just get outside like the hours of 8 till 10 and get some sunlight for 20 minutes to actually help restore that natural kickstart, like that body clock, you know. Mm. And that will in turn help dramatically improve your sleep. Like, there's studies to back this up. And it's so important that you go and get in tune with this light and dark clock to help improve it, because you'll see a massive improvement of your mood, your energy levels, and in turn that'll help everything else, like your weight, your immune system, and so ultimately get you weathered.
So is it a good idea then? So before or after breakfast, just to kind of go for a walk around the block or something?
Yeah, try that. Try it. Everyone who's listening in, give it a go. Yeah. Give it a go, 8 till 10. Get out for 10, 20 minutes. Even if have your coffee, if you can't see yourself without coffee, have your coffee while standing outside for 10, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And I guarantee you will noticeably feel a massive difference.
Brilliant.
Massive difference in your mood and also your sleep.
Okay,
massively.
That's I will definitely do that. I will talk to you and I'll report back next time I speak to you. What's the next one?
Well, eat better and supplement if you need to. Like, we essentially made up with the food that we eat. It dictates the language of ourselves, and the food that we're getting in is information at the end of the day. So it's vital that we get better sleep, and we know when to push and pull with our body. But eating better quality of foods is going to ensure that we don't lack those essential vitamins and minerals that we all need, right, to function properly. And I don't know about you, but I'm a massive fan of eating with the seasons, because they contain a lot of nutrients and minerals that often are missed for those summer and spring months. So as you're seeing right now, there's an influx of winter vegetables and autumn veg that's coming in. So it's really super simple one to get in, but start stocking up with those winter vegetables and start adding in those fruits and veggies into the mix. And I guarantee that you won't be lacking anything. But the trouble is, we've warped our minds a little bit. We rely too much on the supermarkets, and we've got so much choice and variety is sometimes overwhelming. So a big thing that I've been doing is very fulfilling is going to your local markets and getting your fruit and veg there, because they're always shopping the seasons. But shopping with
I was going to say, like you've said, that the shopping with season in theory should be easy, shouldn't it? You should see what's around, and then that should be a good thing, that we know that that's a good thing to eat. But because of now global economy, we can just get stuff, well, not so much at the moment, but get stuff. It is important to think about. Now, would you be doing that, you know, in the olden days, would you be getting certain things in the winter or the autumn and go with the lovely autumn fruits and things, like you say? That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
I'm also going to take that one on board.
Yeah, you got like you plenty like the, for example, this butternut squashes, potatoes, parsnips, leeks, you know, kale, broccoli. They're all coming in season. Apples, blackberries, pears, but you know, not neglecting your meat and fish and eggs. Like those are the most important things.
Yeah,
they contain a lot of you know, B vitamins, which are important for, you know, for function of fatigue and energy. Vitamin D is also a big thing that we should be getting in and supplementing with this time of year. That's also found in fattier types of fish, beef liver, cheese, and egg yolks. You know, and if you're not a fan of eating those, then supplement. Like, yeah. Supplement whatever's missing from your diet. It's not there to replace it at the end of the day. But, yeah, those are my tips. So I hope they've helped. So the big one is learn when to push, know when to pull, and previously focus on improving it and actually prioritizing it and try out and getting outside in the morning. It's going to have a massive knock-on effect, positive knock-on effect to your immune system as well, and also start eating better. You know, focus on getting those key nutrients in, and I guarantee that you are going to be very well weathered for the winter, for both body and mind.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for those, Joe. I will definitely take those on board, and next time I speak to you, I'll let you know how we get on. Thank you very much, as always.
Awesome.
And take care.
Have a great weekend.
Thank
See you guys.
Bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.